Aaron Rodgers is going to make an awesome New York Jet. Plus, there's been a lot made about who has the leverage in the latest negotiations. We dive into all of that on today's show.
You are Locked On Packers.
I feel like we can run the table.
Your daily Green Bay Packers podcast.
Rodgers gets out.
Part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Floats it.
Your team.
Pop!
Every day.
Touchdown!
You are Locked On Packers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm Peter Bukowski, and I cover the Packers for The Leap, a newsletter I would love for you to subscribe to. You can follow me on Twitter, Peter_Bukowski. Follow the podcast on Twitter, Locked On Packers. Like us on Facebook, subscribe to the podcast. iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, wherever you find podcasts, you will find Locked On Packers, the number one Packers podcast on the internet. And the show for fans who know what happened, they want to know why and how. Today's episode brought to you by our friends at Nissan. The all-new, all-electric 2023 Nissan Ariya. The Nissan Ariya, the EV for people who love to drive. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. So, I am traveling right now, as those of you on YouTube can see. But we had to get a show. We had to get a show because the Aaron Rodgers interest has never been higher. I wonder why. I wonder why that might be. And because there's still a lot to be figured out around Packerland. And I wanted to start here. When we did our live show, and if you haven't listened to it, go back and check out our live show. I was very much reacting to the Jets piece and the confirmation stuff and some of the inconsistencies of the story that Aaron Rodgers wanted to tell. That part's nothing new. And then, okay, where do the Packers go from here? I wanted to push this forward. And to be sure, we're going to spend a lot of time over the next 6 months talking about post-Rodgers Green Bay Packers life. But I wanted to talk about Aaron Rodgers as a Jet for the moment. Because Aaron Rodgers is going to be a Jet. And we're going to talk about the leverage and the trade and the compensation and all that stuff a little bit later. Here's why Aaron Rodgers is going to be awesome as a Jet. And it has nothing to do with Nathaniel Hackett. It has nothing to do with Garrett Wilson or Breece Hall or a division. I don't know. This is all about Aaron Rodgers. And here's why. In the broad-ranging interview with Pat McAfee, Aaron talked about where he was when he stepped off the field. When he stepped off the field in week 18, he says he was 90% retired. Now, I do think it's interesting that he said that he felt like the Packers were not super interested in bringing him back, but failed to mention that the Packers might have had some inkling that Rodgers didn't want to be back with the team, despite being 90% sure he was going to retire. But so here's the problem with his timeline. So not only did he contradict himself when he said that the Packers at first acted like they wanted him back and then were shopping him. No, because he also said that he could tell from early conversations that they weren't really that interested in bringing him back. He said, on the record, in an interview with Pat McAfee in late January, so well before his darkness retreat, which was after the Super Bowl, so 2 weeks later, there was the quote, and we talked about it on this show, about it being interesting that he was not involved in these conversations. The question was to the rumors that the Jets and other teams had called to inquire about the services of Aaron Rodgers. He knew in January teams were calling. He knew in January the Packers were taking those calls and having those conversations because of course they were. So this idea that something changed post-darkness retreat, maybe something did change in the way that the Packers were thinking about this, in the degree to which they felt they needed to pursue these outcomes. But in terms of Aaron Rodgers feeling like the team wanted him back, nothing really changed. And this is only going on what Aaron Rodgers is saying. I have other information and we have publicly available reporting that suggests nothing really changed. Now, we do have the NFL media reports that the Packers would take Aaron Rodgers back if he wanted to come back. But we talked about this multiple times on this show, saying, yeah, we'll take you back if you want to come back, or we'll trade you if you want to be traded. Not exactly a way to make a person feel like they are wanted. That's just the reality. So, okay. Then he emerges from the darkness retreat and he wants to play. And it is not until last Friday, apparently, that he decides what he would like to do. He said he wanted to work out and see how his body responds. And those are all fully reasonable things to want to deal with. On Friday, he realizes he wants to play for the Jets. And he, you know, Rodgers says, oh, you know, the Packers, it seemed like they didn't really want me. And I have to figure out, okay, if it's not going to be in Green Bay, where is it going to be? But remember, he said straight up, he did not want to be back in Green Bay. So, okay. But this is where my other theory, so my first theory proves to be true, that the Packers were treating Aaron Rodgers in part with this apathy because they were hoping to send the message that, like, we're not that interested, dude. So, okay, check. We got that one. And then there was this thought, okay, Aaron Rodgers, we know what his history is with chips on his shoulder. And the Packers know that too, right? And so he comes out of the darkness and he hears the whispers that they're trying to trade him. Well, that is absolutely going to make him want to do that thing. I want to go prove the Packers wrong for wanting to move on from me. And there is this idea that, okay, well, if the Packers had said, Aaron, we want you back, he would have come back. No, we know that that's not true. So, okay, then it's the Jets. Well, then this goes back to the way that he opened the conversation that wasn't about the darkness retreat, that was about football with Pat McAfee, and that was this idea around the front office and drafting Jordan Love. And Rodgers has come out and in really specific terms talked about the way that that draft pick motivated him to play in 2020. And then that indignation boiling over into the contentiousness that we get in the spring of 2021. And then his MVP season in 2021, we know the Jordan Love pick, not Jordan Love himself, but the Jordan Love pick spurred that renaissance for Aaron Rodgers. So all of that is to say this decision to come back and play for the Jets appears to be much like his back-to-back MVP campaigns, fueled by spite, fueled by pettiness. And as a huge Michael Jordan fan, I can't say that that is said from me with any sort of criticism. This is what great players do. They take these opportunities to fuel themselves and say, okay, you don't believe in me? Tom Brady did it for 20 years in the NFL. He used, okay, I was, you know, a sixth round pick, whatever. I couldn't even be the full-time starter on my college team. He used that to fuel him forever. And if you watch The Last Dance, you saw Michael Jordan use that stuff, slights real and imagined. He used it every day. And I think you go back and you look at the history of Aaron Rodgers, it says when he was the happiest, when things were the best, when things were the most status quo, that's when he was the worst. It was when he was being doubted. It was when the organization was saying, maybe we're going to move on. Those were the moments that he rose to the occasion. That's 2020. That's 2021. That's 2014 to a degree. That's 2009, 2010 to a degree, with all of the flux and the things that come with those scenarios. We know Aaron Rodgers kicks ass when he's playing out of spite, pettiness, and bitterness. Again, that is, I am not using those terms as a criticism. This is how a lot of great players operate. And I think it is going to end up being a really great thing for him because it can reinvigorate him. And maybe it was, like, a lot of Packer fans are looking at this going, you know what, look, this, it reached a certain point, and I'm seeing the outpouring of support, even from, you know, people that I follow on Twitter, fans who have had pointed criticisms of Aaron Rodgers and this process, who have gone, I just really want to see this play out. I want to see the ending. I have seen them pour their hearts out with gratitude. Someone like Nick Vile, who's been on this show multiple times, you know, had a tweet where he basically said, like, I'm really grateful to Aaron Rodgers that I got to watch you play quarterback. And he has come on the show and been like, it's not great. This relationship, there's a toxicity here, all that stuff. But the inciting incident in all of this is still Jordan Love. And to get to this point where you say, okay, they don't want me anymore, that has an incredibly powerful effect when you have the history in all of this that Aaron Rodgers does. All right, I want to talk about the leverage game because there's some interesting things, I think, going on. And the discourse has gone to a weird place. Before we get there, today's episode brought to you by our friends at Built Bar. The Built March Madness bracket is here. We know you have a favorite Built Bar puff. I do, the coconut puff. I had one today, and I'm driving in the car with my wife. I give her a bite. She turns to me and she goes, they really are the best. That really is so good. And it, like, if you don't have one, I have them almost every day. If not every day, she doesn't. And so when she has them, it is... she gets to once again marvel at how incredible they are. And they are. The March Madness bracket for Built Bar. 50 lucky Locked On listeners will get a free box of Built. And one lucky listener will get a 12-month subscription to Built. The best bars or puffs delivered monthly straight to your door. So go to builtmarchmadness.com right now to vote for your favorite bar puff and pick up the box while you're there. You can vote every day in March. So hop in and support your pick. I want to talk leverage. And the reason I want to talk leverage is because this has become a hot topic of debate and because we still don't have a trade. Aaron Rodgers has said, I want to be a New York Jet. And this has sparked a lot of conversation around, okay, who holds the cards now? The short answer is not Aaron Rodgers. It is definitely not Aaron Rodgers because he's telegraphed his play and he's under contract. So he does not really have any leverage. The retire leverage is nonsense. He went on TV in front of God and everyone and said, I want to be a New York Jet. So no one is going to buy, well, I'll retire. No, you want to be a Jet. It's like Brett Favre. Brett Favre wanted to be a Viking. Well, the Packers were not going to send him to Minnesota. So you need to spend a year in exile in New York. Aaron Rodgers, this is not exile for him. This is where he wants to go. The problem for New York is they lose that retirement carrot. No one buys it. No one should have bought it ever. But also, the Packers plan A at quarterback, the most important position in sports, is Jordan Love. It is on their roster. And the money that Aaron Rodgers in a trade is going to cost them is already more than he currently costs them just on the team. He's $31 million on the cap on the team right now. He is $40 million in dead cap in a trade. If you wait until June 1st, it's $15 million on the cap in 2023 and then the balance in 2024. But there is value to that cap flexibility. So they can drag this out. They can trade him into cap space to a team that he doesn't want to go to. Hey, Texans, here's a conditional second round pick. And if he doesn't play, you don't have to pay it. And if he does, we'll take your second in 2024. And we don't really care if it's 2023 or 2024 because we don't really think 2023 matters. They want to win. I've said that over and over. But the difference between 2023 and 2024 draft capital to the Packers at this point, not really relevant because either Jordan Love is good and gets a cheap 2024 option or he's bad and, you know, you move on and now you have 2024 draft capital. And if he's somewhere in the middle, then you have to make some decisions about that. But it's not really that big a deal if you don't get a 2023 pick. The Packers don't have to exercise this option bonus until the end of the summer. So what cards do the Jets have? Because their plan A is Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers currently plays for the Green Bay Packers. The Packers' plan A is Jordan Love. He currently plays for the Green Bay Packers. So just by like simple logic and math, it sounds like the Packers have what they want and what the Jets want. So what cards are the Jets holding exactly? Their backup options are being snapped up in record time. Jacoby Brissett, another one, just got a contract. Jimmy Garoppolo already somewhere else. Derek Carr already somewhere else. Baker Mayfield now already somewhere else. Are you just going to roll it again? Because you just bought and sold your fan base on Aaron Rodgers being the quarterback. And now you're gonna run them through the Zach Wilson Express one more time? And you don't do everything for your fans, but like, come on. You're gonna quibble over the opportunity to be a Super Bowl team, potentially, a Super Bowl contender, certainly, over the difference between a first round pick and a second round pick. Like, what are we talking about here? And I do believe that the compensation has been close. They knew when these conversations started that there was a deal to be done here that both sides could be happy with. Otherwise, it wouldn't have gone this far. They've been waiting on Aaron to decide what he wanted to do. But are the Jets really going to blow this up and go into the season with Teddy Bridgewater and then a hope and a prayer that they can get one of these excellent college quarterbacks that are in this 2024 draft? That's the plan? That's a bad plan. Oh, you're going to trade, you know, a million first round. You're going to submit an offer sheet for Lamar Jackson with two first round picks and $350 million fully guaranteed. That's what you're going to do instead of Aaron Rodgers? Of course not. The Jets are all in on Rodgers. It is Rodgers or bust. So they're just like, there is no conversation about who is in charge here. The Packers have their quarterback and they have the Jets quarterback. That is all you need to know. And they don't have to pay Aaron Rodgers this option ever if they don't want to, because you go post June 1, trade him into cap space and dare him to retire or play. But either way, Packers don't have to pay him that option. It's as simple as that. They hold these cards. That's it. So the Packers are going to wait this out. They can wait this out. Because the longer this goes, the uglier it gets for the Jets, because you sold your fan base on a hope and a dream. And that dream was Aaron Rodgers. And whether it's a year or 2 years of Aaron Rodgers, it's worth the picks. You are really going to cheap out with the best quarterback in franchise history. And this is what I love. Oh my God. This is what I love so much about Jets fans on Twitter. They're so stoked about Rodgers. Oh my God, he's going to be the best quarterback we've ever had. And that is true, just objectively true. He will be, when he walks onto the field, even in a diminished state, he will be the best quarterback the Jets have ever employed. Not just because of his total resume of greatness. 2023 Aaron Rodgers will be the best quarterback the Jets have ever had. And Jets fans act like, well, we couldn't possibly give up a first round pick for 1 year of Aaron Rodgers. We couldn't possibly. No. They're going to be happy. We should get the Brett Favre compensation package, the conditional fourth round pick that could become a second round pick. No. You can't. Though both of those things can't be true. If he's good enough, he's worth the draft compensation. If he's not, then guess what? You should have signed Derek Carr. You should have signed Jimmy Garoppolo. You should have signed Baker Mayfield. If he's not worth a fourth round pick, if he's not worth a second round pick, a third round pick, multiple day two picks, then you should have traded for Carson Wentz when you had the chance, because that was the price for Carson Wentz. But guess what? That's not the scenario. And Aaron Rodgers going on TV and saying, I want to be a Jet, removed any leverage that the Jets had. Price of the brick is going up. Yesterday's price is not today's price. We know the Jets want Aaron Rodgers. The Packers don't want Aaron Rodgers, but they can afford to wait. The Jets, we'll see what they can afford. Today's episode brought to you by our friends at FanDuel. The NBA season is coming up on the playoffs, and you can get a no-sweat first bet up to $1,000 as a new customer. That's bonus bets back if your first bet doesn't win. Just download the FanDuel Sportsbook app. It's safe, secure, and super easy to use. Then you can bet on everything from the money line to point scores and threes drained. Plus, FanDuel even lets you combine your bets for a chance at an even bigger payout with a same-game parlay, so don't miss the chance to get your no-sweat first bet up to $1,000 in bonus bets when you go to FanDuel.com/lockedon. That's FanDuel.com/lockedon to learn more. Make every moment more with FanDuel, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. And thanks for making Locked On Packers your first listen every day. Now make your second listen, Locked On NFL Scouting with the Draft Dudes. From free agency to the draft, salary cap management, and more, NFL experts Kyle Krabs and Joe Marino take you through what it's like to build a successful NFL franchise every Monday through Friday. Find Locked On NFL Scouting with the Draft Dudes wherever you get your podcasts, and of course on YouTube, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. A couple transactions here to catch you up on. Tarvarius Moore, San Francisco 49ers safety, came in for a visit with the Packers. No contract is done as of this recording. Early on Friday morning, a special teams player who could come right in and be a special teams piece for them, a backup safety at a position of need. Speaking of positions of need, tight end, Big Bob Tonyan, Robert Tonyan, is going to the Chicago Bears. We thought for a while it was going to be Alan Lazard going to Chicago with all of that money. It is, in fact, going to be Big Bob, Large Robert, Roberto Gigante, and the Packers tight end situation is a disaster. It's Josiah DeGuara. It's Tyler Davis, who the Packers announced they re-signed. Thank God. And that's like half sarcastic, because my position on Tyler Davis has been clear for a long time. I don't understand the value. I don't understand what they see. They see a much better player than I have ever seen. But he's going to be on the team, and that's it right now. There are some tight ends out there. Mercedes Lewis reportedly could follow Aaron Rodgers to New York. Rodgers has said he'd like Mercedes Lewis in New York. Maybe the Packers say, hey, Mercedes, come back to Green Bay. Kevin Clark, who came on the show to talk about the piece that he wrote, pointed out Mercedes Lewis said he would have retired multiple years ago if it weren't for Matt LaFleur, not Aaron Rodgers. So who is he loyal to? Maybe no one. Maybe the answer is he's just loyal to himself and he'll make a decision if he wants to go play in New York. Cool. It could be a new opportunity for him. If he wants to stay in Green Bay and play for Matt LaFleur, cool. Could be an opportunity for him there. The Packers need tight end help. They need tight end help. And the only reason I bring this up on a day that is, you know, dedicated mostly to Aaron Rodgers is because Jordan Love is going to need one of those guys, maybe two of those guys. And so there's some free agents out there. Guys like Mike Gesicki is a name to watch. I know that he's not the Y inline blocker that you normally think of here, but, you know, either was Big Bob. Either was Tonyan, but he was a major part of all of their 11 personnel sets. You could flex him out wide. Gesicki is a much better player, or at least a more dynamic player than we saw Big Bob be last year, at least. Although neither of them were great last year, I think Gesicki's best is better than we've seen from Tonyan, though Tonyan was really, really, really good in 2020. Just doesn't have that sort of dynamic ability that Gesicki does. And Tonyan is coming, you know, this is post ACL Tonyan. We've seen Packers tight ends fall off after ACL. JaMychal Finley being a prime example. That guy was on his way to be an all-pro tight end and was still a really, really, really good player after that for you know what, 5-6 years. But was never quite the same dominating physical player. So I think the Packers are going to go one in free agency, one in the draft, and a high, we're talking about top 50 kind of pick. An extra top 50 pick would make it even easier. 13, 15, 45, 43. You know, there's some nice picks in there. If you can get three of those four, you're not going to get four of those four. But if you can get three of those four, you're going to have a great opportunity to get a really good tight end in a really good tight end draft. So something to think about there. We'll be back next week. Maybe we'll have an Aaron Rodgers conversation again, maybe we will, because he'll be actually traded, but maybe between now and Monday we'll have news. If we do, we're going to go live on our Locked On Packers YouTube page, same place we did our live show on Wednesday when this news broke. You can follow me on Twitter, Peter_Bukowski. Follow the podcast on Twitter, Locked On Packers. Like us on Facebook. Subscribe to the podcast. iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, wherever you find podcasts, you will find Locked On Packers. And anytime you want to come hang out with us live, we're live on our Locked On Packers YouTube page for breaking news. You can do that to stay Locked On Packers.